everyone. Welcome to the WDW Review. My name is Stacey Nyman, and I'm not joined by any of the normal co-hosts today. Well, they're not normal. They're abnormal co-hosts. But I do have one very special guest, and that is my good friend, Carly Positano. Hi. We're so happy to have you. How are you, Carly?
I'm excited to do this one because it's like all the things that have been crazy happening in our lives lately. So it's kind of fun to unload on everybody.
Yes, this might be kind of a therapy session, actually. You might hear some ranting. You might hear some happy excitement. You might hear some complaining, but whatever it is, it's going to be something. Let's just say that this will be something.
What's good in your life, Stacey?
Absolutely. Let's do the whole Chris Malik introduction. What's good in our lives? So I'll go because I just had a really exciting thing happen today. We had a couple weeks ago, Britta had an eye infection. So we took her to urgent care. And right before she saw the doctor, they had her taken just one of the eye tests where they, you know, have you stand 10 feet away, reading off the chart. And she couldn't see the letter E at the top of the eye chart. She was just, she's like, I don't know what letter that is.
Not even at the very top.
No. And I thought she was kidding. Or I thought she was just being shy and she was nervous to talk to the nurse or whatever. So, you know, they recommended obviously that we talk to our pediatrician. We went there and they recommended that we take her to the ophthalmologist. So we had our appointment today. And she's pretty nearsighted. So we ended up getting her prescription for glasses and we took her in and they said, we can get these for you today. The lady, by the way, at this eyeglasses store, she should work at Disney World because she, first of all, when Scott called to make the appointment, she was just like, this is her first time. Oh my gosh, it's going to be so amazing. We're going to make it so wonderful for her. And it was like, I was smiling from ear to ear the whole time. She was just so amazing. I'm going to have to call or write or send a good kudos to her because she was amazing. But when Britta put the glasses on this afternoon for the first time, it was just so awe-inspiring. Her eyes opened up and her face lit up and she can see. And we had no idea that her eyes were this bad. Like she just thought that was how people saw.
Right.
And so it was heartbreaking, but it was wonderful at the same time. And she's driving home. She goes, the leaves and the trees, they're all different colors.
I'm getting goosebumps.
She was reading signs. She was reading the backs of cars. She was, you could just see her just looking all around and it was just such a beautiful moment. So,
awesome.
That's my good in my life. My daughter can see, and I'm really glad that we figured it out now. I mean, she's only six, so sooner than later. So
can't even imagine because I know, like, I just went and had my eyes re-examined. I do it every year, but my prescription changed a lot in 1 year and I put new contacts in and I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot I should be able to see all these things.
Right.
But I can't imagine being so young and never even realizing what you were missing.
Right. Exactly. And we're trying to ask her, what did this look like before? And she just doesn't have the words to be able to express that kind of stuff yet. So it's great. So I'm really hoping that this is going to make a big difference for her. And we're just so excited for her. So that's definitely 100% my good in my life. How about you? What's going on in the Positano household?
Oh my gosh. Well, if anybody is seen any of the live shows or heard the intro to any of the normal shows lately, that's like the craziness that has taken over my life is the Dubs Community Auction and live show. The auction items, I am current on everything. I did just get one more package today that is not posted to the auction site yet. Everything's hidden, so nobody can see anything yet, but everything's going to go live. Chris and I ironed out details today, May 31st at noon Central Time. Everything's going live on the site. You can start bidding. And so it's like, how long have we been working on this? Since January,
I think. Maybe? Yeah. Oh, it felt like it was so far away when we first started planning. And then it's in a couple of weeks.
Yes. It totally sneaked up on us. My office is, I don't know if you can see it. This is my office right now. That is all community auction stuff. I'm super excited. I've got everything, bundles of stuff. And I've just been blown away. Like when we first started talking about this, Chris was like, maybe we'll have 15, 20, maybe 30 baskets of items, bundles. I put in item number 99.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so excited. Like scrolling down through the page, looking at all the listings, you just keep scrolling.
That's amazing.
There's so much.
That's like, when we do our museum, when I did my museum auction, that's more items I think than we had at a museum's auction. This is amazing. Yeah. It's going to do so many amazing things. If any of you are new or hadn't heard, we're doing a live show on June 5th, and this auction is part of that. And Carly, do you want to just tell a little bit about a little snippet about the background of because Carly's
of how this started,
the great extraordinary auction committee person. So
it's not
you
just
can explain
me.
It better than me.
There are several of us that volunteered for this craziness, but Jeremy Murray, our Edcot extraordinaire, usually runs the Dave's Ice Cream Social Fundraiser for the Franklin County, Vermont Area Cancer Network. And it's an in-person event. And since COVID couldn't, allow everybody to get together for this actual ice cream social, he was losing a lot of fundraising dollars for the FCACN. And so Chris was like, hey, let's do something. Let's do a fundraiser. So, we had noticed some other podcasts had done a live auction event at one point. And so that's where this all came from. And it's been so amazing. Like we first started out like, oh my gosh, if we could raise like $500 for Jeremy. And I think, fingers crossed, I think we're going to surpass that.
Absolutely.
By quite a bit. So,
and there's something for everybody. And that's the great thing about having so many items where it's not 10 items and you don't have a chance to get something if you're not willing to, shell out a huge amount of money. There's so much that is there that really it's reachable. People can, of all budgets can bid on things. So
it's not just Disney stuff. Like, yes, we have a ton of Disney awesomeness, but there's stuff from, wax melts to Color Street nails to, coffee mugs and coffee sets and essential oils. And I'm just like looking around backpacks and purses. And I feel like, oh my. So we've got tons of stuff and in all price ranges, I'm sure. So I'm excited.
That is so exciting. You guys have been doing such hard work. So,
and I don't know what I'm going to do after this. My life is going to, actually, I do know what we're going to do after this. It's the Edcot family vacation.
Oh, well, that was a good transition there. Wow. And that's what we're talking about today. So we are talking all about our upcoming vacation, our Edcot family vacation, coming up in July, mid-July. It's really, really soon. I think my countdown is at 55 or 54. When we drive out of Chicago. So, it's super, super exciting. But we're also going to talk about traveling with a large group, large families, and get some tips from some of the listeners in Edcot to help us through this. So if you're not coming on this trip, we wish you were, number one. Number two, this is going to be helpful just for tips if you ever do happen to find yourself traveling with a larger group than just your own family. So
yeah, because that's where this whole thing kind of like started was oh, you know, we're going in July. You guys should come along too. And then it was like, oh my gosh, we're all going in July now. And we started talking about it in EDCOT. And then, you know, Jeremy Murray was like, I want to meet up. And so it became this like literally a family vacation, because the EDCOT is so much like family that it's all just tagging along. And I know you and I were both a little nervous, because yes, traveling with a large group is insane. I know, like, we've met up with my cousin and her family, and they are a pretty large family. They've got what, like 5 kids, enough for half a basketball team or something. But
man, those big families.
I know, you guys are crazy. but just with their family and the three of us trying to mesh schedules together and, oh, okay, you know, we're at a park. What do you guys want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. And it's so weird to try and make decisions for that large of a group.
It is.
We posted that question in EDCOT, like, what in the world are we getting into? How do we deal with being with such a mass of people walking through Disney parks?
Yeah, that was like we started thinking of logistics right away. And you just really can't. You can't walk through a Disney park with a mass of people, especially when we started planning. We had no idea what was going to happen with the pandemic. We didn't know if this was even going to be able to happen, which it looks like it's all going according to plan. But there's so many logistical things that we had to kind of think about. And that's Carly and Amy Van Swell and I have a little private group where we just kind of talk through these things. And some of the things, like people not having park reservations, you know, some people are just doing resort stays, or like Chris Malik is, you know, staying at his home down there. Some people wouldn't have park reservations. If they signed up later, they might not be able to get into the same parks as other people. I think it's pretty open right now, but that's probably going to become a problem later on as we get closer to the date, especially as Disney opening up capacity a little bit more.
And when we started planning this, there was no park hopping. So it was exactly, like, oh, well, that's not really the park we had signed up for, but, you know, maybe if they bring park hopping back. So luckily now that's back.
Yes.
We can park hop a little bit and try to meet up with people at different places.
Exactly. And that's really going to make a huge difference, because like we said, it's just impossible to travel with such a large group. To remedy that, we came up with the idea of just coming up with a few meetups where it was large group accessible. And to be honest, we still don't really know how this is going to work out. You know, do these places want a large group of people gathering? But we're just going to go with it. We're going to see what happens. But we picked places that were not directly inside of a park, which also caused some logistical problems.
I didn't even think. We said, oh, okay, one of them is going to be a boardwalk area meetup, or we'll have a pizza party or an ice cream thing happening at the boardwalk. And it was like, oh, everybody can get to the boardwalk. And then, oh my goodness, wait, they won't let you in unless you have a reservation there, because they don't want people parking and walking over to Epcot or walking to Hollywood Studios. So, oh no, now what?
Yeah, there's some workarounds that kind of we have to kind of figure out some of those things. So yeah, it's logistically things can be challenging, but you know what? We're going to be down there and it's going to be fun, and we will just kind of, everybody's just going to make the best of it. But when you're traveling with a large group like that, things do come up. And I mean, I know I'm worried about it. I know Carly's worried about it. I know Amy's worried about it. We're worried that everybody is not going to have fun, or that somebody's going to be left out, or that something's not going to work out with somebody coming in. And so those are the things that kind of cause a little bit of stress during these things. I know I traveled with 21 family members a couple of years ago. My husband has a large extended family and they all love Disney. So just going down all together. And we had an instance where we were walking through World Showcase and just stopped because nobody knew where we were going next. And then you stand there and, like Carly was saying earlier, where do we want to go? What do we want to do? And nobody wanted to say, well, I want to go into this shop over here, because you don't know if everybody wants to go in that shop. So we just kind of stood there like, then little groups started forming off, talking and having conversations. So then you can't really get back together as a large group because you don't want to be rude to those people who are talking. By that time, somebody needs to go to the bathroom. So like three people are leaving to go to the bathroom. You don't want to leave them behind. So you're all still standing there. I think we stood there for about 40 minutes, just not doing anything.
Which is crazy because in Disney, time is literally money.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God. So that was my experience. And then just like you said, we want to make everybody happy. And I mean, most people are polite and have feelings about this, you know, like you don't know what other people are thinking. And most people are thinking, just somebody make a decision. Just somebody tell us where we're going. Somebody do something. So that ended up being me most of the time, just kind of like, all right, we're going to go over here, which put me in a very uncomfortable position. So these meetups are really hoping to kind of remedy that, where we can just relax, not worry about needing to be someplace else. People can spend as much time there as they want. They can come and meet up for 5 minutes and then head off and do something else. Or they can stay for 3 hours if they want to, if they find somebody else who wants to sit and chat with them too. So we're just really hoping that that's going to be something that is just fun for everybody and meets everybody's needs. And there's four official meetups now.
We've got the Boardwalk Pizza Party early on in the official trip. And we tried to space it out. So we know like some people are coming and going different dates. And so somewhere midweek, we have a Boardwalk kind of ice cream social, maybe grab something at the Beaches and Cream window if it's open, or at the bakery. And then we've got Scott Ferrioli is having a barbecue cookout pool night at his house, which woohoo, Hawaiian luau. And then we've got the Polynesian meetup with Magic Kingdom afterwards. If people want to head over to the parks and ride rides and do all that craziness, maybe get a whole group picture at the photo pass, since now we can be without masks, yes, walking around and pictures. So yes.
Yeah, I think it'll be great. And already it's warming my heart because I'm seeing side conversations happening and I'm seeing dining reservations being planned with families. And like, that's what I wanted. Like when I was doing, I wanted people to just feel good about like making connections with other people and just branching off and going to do stuff. And exactly. you'll see them at the park later and then like, hey, let's go on this ride together. And it's just going to be great. So like having a big family there.
I'm excited to walk through the park and just finally be like, oh my gosh, I know them. Yes. I know them. And what you're getting. Because how often do you get to go to Disney and actually meet up with people that you know?
Right.
I see people who are podcasters walking around and I get excited because I'm like, I've seen that face before. Now it's like everybody's a celebrity.
Yes. It's going to be so much fun.
So should we get to these suggestions from our Epcot people?
Yes. That's what I was just going to say.
All right. So the question was, how do you plan for a Walt Disney World trip with a large group of people? Like, how do you prioritize the needs of everybody to make it magical and pixie dust feel? So are we just going to go down through these? And
yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So I'll start. Angie Weaver West was the very first comment. And she said, everyone just tells me to do it and tell them what time to show up and where. Seriously, no pressure at all. I feel like she's being sarcastic and there is like a little bit of pressure if everybody's like, you plan the whole trip.
It is. And it's good to have those people. And it's good to have those people who like to do that kind of stuff. You have to find the right person who likes to do that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's always, you need one of those in every group. Sometimes if you have more than one of those in every group, it doesn't work out great, but yes. You have to establish yourself. Maybe that should be a tip. Establish yourself as the alpha if you want to be that person early on.
Be the one that has the spreadsheet color-coded with all the days. That's totally
which amazing. Is actually really funny because I'm reading off of a Google Doc that Carly sent me for this exact episode of all the things to talk about. So I think we might have established the alpha in this group.
Just a little bit organized.
Guess what? I'm so okay with. So tell me where to go and where to be. I'm great with
it. All right. I will plan your potty breaks if you really need it.
Please do. So Rhonda Lee said, our first trip was with my sister and her extended family, all ages. What we did was we each picked a restaurant. On day one, we tried to stay together, but it was rough. The next day, my husband and I decided to go off on our own and everyone would meet up at our meals. It was so much better and more enjoyable for everyone. Since then, my philosophy is this is my plan for the day. If you would like to join me, excellent. No hard feelings if you don't. That's a really great philosophy.
Yes. And that's the idea that everybody picks a meal.
Yes.
Or pick a ride. And these are the things that, you know, we'll make sure we hit.
That, yeah. And that's what we ended up doing with the group of 21. Most of the time we would meet up for meals. We had one branch of the family who didn't do table service. So we would always try to kind of line up our fast passes for the day and usually one meal a day. And that's when we would meet up. And then people just kind of go off on their own. So the fast passes really helped. And there's not fast passes for the Epcot family vacation yet. But so that's kind of a bummer. But that also really helps with the planning if you can do it around fast passes.
Yes. Angie Weaver West comment again. She said, I always considered the older or mobility restricted needs first, then the kids, then the quote adults. You have to think about who needs breaks and who needs to slow down. Normally we'd split for a chunk of the day and meet up for a meal or the once upon a time when there were parades or fireworks. So, and I think that's a good idea too.
It is.
Sometimes I know some of our friends that we've been down there with don't have kids and we do. And so there are different needs with that. Like, you know, we want to spend some time going on the more kiddie rides, the Dumbo and the flying carpets and some of the more low key stuff. And you do just have to go a little slower.
Absolutely.
Even, you know, we went down with Jeff's mom and dad once and my mom and dad, and they're just like, we pinball in Magic Kingdom a lot. Like, oh, look, this ride has a very short wait. Get over there. And so you'll end up in Adventureland and then the next ride over on Space Mountain and then back down to Big Thunder Mountain. And some older adults can't do all that walking. No. And some kids can't either.
Especially in the heat. And that's what we kind of, because we always go down in the summer. And it's the same thing. That's how we do it too. Like, we just kind of look for the wait times and we go back and forth. And I know that in the more recent years, it's been really hard on like Scott's aunts and uncles and his mom and dad and stuff, just to kind of, they keep up. I mean, they do a really good job keeping up, but I realize partial way through that it's probably not super fun for them to have to keep up. So that's a really good point to kind of look at your people in your group and just really kind of consider what they're maybe not saying to you out loud. Right. So another thing to kind of worry about, but it's a, you know, obviously a very important thing to think through. Mm-hmm. Jeremy Murray said, you prioritize for the least experienced person. If it's a kid or a newbie or old person, you put their experience first and everyone else keeps a good attitude. And you're going to have an experience with this, right, Carly?
Yes, this is our July trip. We are taking one of Riley's friends and she is as newbie as you can get. When we started talking about Disney with her, she didn't even know that there were four parks. She just thought it was Magic Kingdom and that Cinderella Castle area and that was it. So it's been interesting. Like, I remember planning Riley's first trip, but she was two. Mm-hmm. So now planning a first trip for a 13-year-old, we're thinking like, okay, there are some experiences that we don't do anymore because whatever. Like Be Our Guest dinner. The castle experience is amazing and she's got to see that. But the food is like, meh. So we're trying to be like, yay, it'll be great. Food might not be the best. So, you know, if we just want to get dessert, it's just dessert. But it's definitely changed how we're doing Disney this time.
And that's so fun sometimes though.
Yes. It's going to be fun to watch her and see how she responds to different things that we're just like so used to seeing all the time. So it's exciting.
And I actually thought about that with bringing it back to Britta and her glasses. We've been talking about that, like how how much of Disney has she actually seen? Like, think about like the attractions and things where you look beyond and you're looking at things in the background. She probably hasn't seen any of those things.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm so excited to kind of see it through her eyes again. And she's only six. So how much does she really remember from, you know, the memories start happening right about now. So yeah. It's just so fun. So
yeah, even like some of the rides with screens that you wouldn't think, but a lot of times it takes your eyes so long to focus. That might have been very difficult for
right.
her, you know, trying to focus in on something with that nearsightedness.
Yeah. Oh,
that'll be so fun.
Yeah.
All right. Chris Walker shared his plans. We plan for only a few group things, and otherwise the families do their own thing. Usually we plan a few meals and maybe one day all together at the park. Disney is a, and I think this is the scientific term, crap ton of money investment. You want everyone to get value out of it. If the family members with small kids want to go get pictures with the characters and the older members just want to see shows, let them. Find the magic in the moments.
Yep.
It is a crap ton of money.
Break off when you want to, because you're spending a crap ton of money. Yes.
And even like within the family, like Stacey, do you guys like spread out whenever you get in the park? Because you've got kids at like every age.
You know, you'd think it would happen more often than it does, but some vacations like this tend to bring our family together. This is our, like, those are the best times that we have. Sophie has like some friends, like Tony Passero's daughter, Sophia, that she's excited to see when she goes down there. And so she'll maybe do some of those things, but otherwise we kind of just stay together. Like they just, family's just a bunch of Disney nerds, and you know, we don't see each other a lot during the regular year, but it's kind of our time. So, but we'll see what happens now.
Trip, since, you know, this might be your last trip with Sophie for a while.
Although she's literally going to live an hour from Disney World for the next 4 years. So
are you guys going to get her an AP pass?
Oh yes. She already has one. So we were going to let them all, by the way, in case everybody doesn't know, my daughter Sophie got committed to University of Tampa for college. And
she just got committed to an asylum.
I know exactly. That's what they say. They say we committed. We were going to let all the annual passes lapse because we were just going to take a couple of years off and rebuild our DVC points. And when she decided to go there, we're like, well, that's out the window. So we're just going to be renewing for everybody because I'm sure that we're going to do some couple day trips here and there just to go visit her and stuff. So yeah. And there's a shuttle that will take, that goes from Tampa to Orlando. So there's ways for her to get there, and hopefully she'll find a friend with a car, but
nice.
All right. The next one was from Katie Kroll. I don't know how big of a group you're talking, but we went with our best friends and their kids a few years ago. Originally it was going to be two other families as well. We all have kids in a similar range, but definitely different interests. We found it's impossible to do everything together. We met up for three meals and went to the same parks the same days. We stood in lines together, but did fast passes differently. The moms split up and did princess things, and the dads did other stuff. We also did pool days, Disney Springs, but split up, and movies under the stars together. That's a good point with the resorts. Like if you're staying at the same resorts, those are the people that you can hang out with outside of the parks too. So that's really cool.
Yes. I know, as you're reading that last line about the pool days and the movies under the stars, I'm like, oh, we could have some unofficial meetups with the Edcott family in the evenings, just kind of low key, because there are really never a ton of families out at the movies under the stars or, you know, at the pools later in the evening.
Right.
Because everybody's exhausted.
Yes.
Stamina, people.
Exactly.
All right. Pam Wilfig said, we usually travel with 13. Oh my gosh. Ages 65 down to 7 now. Bless your heart. I can tell you, we find it easiest to split up in the parks based on interests and then meet up for swimming and meals. My sister's daughter loves Star Wars, so they hang with us in Hollywood Studios. My other sister and her son like to spend more time at the resort pool, so they do their thing most days. Making sure everyone is happy is more important for us than physically being together all day. Plus, it makes dinner fun as everyone shares all they did and saw.
That's great. Yeah. Good. Those are some good advice. Rick Forbes says, I put my needs first. Screw the rest. They keep up or keep out. And then Tyler Lee interjected with, You took the words right out of my mouth. All right. We know who's
the alpha.
It's going to be like, yeah, he's just gone. Where's Rick? I don't know. I haven't seen him for 6 days.
Well, and then we've got JJP following up with his smart aleck comment, because, you know, that's got to happen. I prioritize based on who's contributing the most cash. Tell not me infants and toddlers to get bent and frequently remind them that without you, they are nothing.
Oh, man.
Yes. Prioritize the adults, because, you know, we are the most important.
For sure. I mean, like you said, we're the ones who have the memories here, at least for the time being.
And the wallets.
Tracy Pizzuto McCoy says, takes turns prioritizing and plan some time apart. Yep, exactly. Everybody needs to think about their top things. Yep.
I think that apart thing is super important too. I mean, even, you know, last July, whenever we went down to Disney and we were down there for almost 2 weeks, it was like, okay, you're cramped in this hotel room together all the time. You're at meals together all the time. You're in the parks together all the time. Like, I think this might be my moment to go down to the pool with Riley, and, you know, you can go do your thing, or vice versa. Just to have that time, like, okay, I want to just sit on the balcony and drink a cup of coffee and be alone.
Yes, because you're, I mean, that's what you are at home, you know, when you're not alone at home, but you have so many different places that you can go. You can go run to Target. You can go, yes. You know, you're not go, go, go with the same people. And it really does sometimes wear mentally. And just getting away for a few minutes can really refresh. Mm-hmm. And, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
For sure. Chris Young said, my second trip, 1989, was with people I love, and my worst trip ever. There were 11 of us in 3 rooms, my 2 sisters, older sisters, each with a husband and 2 kids, plus mom, dad, and me, a single 23-year-old back then. It was expected that we'd do everything together. So each morning we'd all get ready and then wait and wait and wait, sometimes an hour or more, for my slow to rise, slow to move oldest sister. By the time she was ready to go, someone or 2 or 3 had to use the restroom. Eventually, we'd get to the park where, you guessed it, more restroom trips. It was a 5-day tour of restrooms. That'd be perfect for you, Stacey.
I know. I would love that. Rick Forbes and I would have so much fun.
Between that, we'd stand and try to come to a consensus about what attraction we should see and whether or not there would be enough time to do that between restroom stops. Why could we not split up? Why did we have to walk as a group from attraction to attraction? I don't know. And then he came up with some bullet points. Like, he should be a travel agent.
I like it.
He said, bullet point 1, spend some time as a big group in the parks, but don't get locked into it. Set ground rules. It's okay. We're not a disrespectful plan to split up and go your own way. Also, make time for the grandparents to be around the young ones. That's what grandma wants most. I think that's a perfect point. Mm-hmm. Come back together for meals. Try to accommodate varying budgets and tastes in your meal planning. Not every meal needs to be together. And I think that one is one that nobody's mentioned yet. Like, you've mm-hmm. got to be very conscious of the budgetary restrictions. You know, not everyone wants to spend $80 every day for lunch at someplace like Liberty Tree Tavern, or we just can't afford it, especially right. when, you know, you've got a big family, or we're taking another kid with us that we're not used to budgeting for. So I think that's a good tip that we hadn't seen yet. He also said, as Tracy Pizzuto McCoy said, encourage every family or individual to be involved in the planning. It will improve their trip and yours. And talk this all out well in advance of the trip, but definitely before you hop in the car or get on the plane. Avoid hurt feelings and crushed expectations.
Yeah. And I know that Carly and I did some of this too, because originally when we were planning this, our 2 families were going to be going down together. And then we expanded into this lovely vacation. But we had talked about it when we were kind of planning this and saying, really, we have to be okay, and nobody's feelings are going to get hurt if we say mm-hmm. one day we're just going to go off on our own for a little bit, or we're going to eat at a different restaurant. You know, it's mm-hmm. okay. And we set those ground rules. So I'll know, I'm not going to get offended if she says, we just need some time. Totally understand. I mean, that might even be that you need some time to just talk to your kid, or maybe you need to like mm-hmm. lecture them about something. You need to step away and do that.
Or maybe or your you husband. Guys just right? Maybe you just need a break from Jeff because, you know, those chameleon shirts are a lot, a lot.
So, I mean, it's really important to do that, just to make sure that people understand. And that's why I, from the beginning with this trip too, was very vocal on EDCOT saying that we need to have specific meetups and everybody needs to spread out, because I didn't want this to happen. I don't want people's feelings to be hurt that, you know, so-and-so doesn't want to hang out with them the whole time or whatever. It's not that at all. And it just needs to be very clear that it's just, it's hard with a big group and you need to be able to have freedom to be with your family and to have comfort zones and everything. So that's really important.
Right. So we also moved this discussion into the family vacation group. So, you know, we knew that the show needed to talk about family vacation or large group planning as a whole, but then I thought it would be fun to talk to the people who are going down in July and look at some of their concerns or, you know, their priorities and see if they aligned with how they plan for like an actual family vacation versus how you plan for just a whole group of really strangers who are
exactly.
Because I mean, there are tons of people. We've been in, you know, in EDCOT for over a year, almost 2 years, I think, and getting to know people. But there are still so many people we've never met in person, mm-hmm. and it's so weird to say like, "Oh my gosh, these are some of my best friends." Oh, how do you know them?
The internet.
We met them online. We've never really met them yet. But we're going to all go on vacation together in July and it's going to be amazing.
Yes.
So we did ask the EDCOT Family Vacation Group, like, how are you planning for it? And what are you looking forward to the most?
Absolutely. And if anybody is also, I mean, if you're going to be down there in mid-July, please join our group. It's not too late. It's not like we've all put in money and booked this vacation together. It's just, please, if you're going to be down there for one day in the middle of July, people are going to be there like from the 6th, I think, is the first person coming in. Yes. Somewhere around there, all the way through like the 18th, 19th, 20th.
Yeah.
So people will be down there the whole, we have spreadsheets going on. You can kind of look to see what you might want to go into. So we invite anybody who would like to, or even is thinking about possibly heading down there, any locals, join our family vacation group. I think it's just called EDCOT Family Vacation on Facebook. So
yes, it is.
Search for it.
Or you can just message any of us and we'll add you to the group. But
absolutely.
You know, even if you're a little anxious, I know I kind of get some social anxiety sometimes. Mm-hmm. I get shy around people I don't know. So I plan all these things and I'm like, I'm so excited. And then the closer and closer it gets, I'm like, I don't know.
Yep.
But they're very informal. I mean, it's nothing like says you have to stay for this amount of time.
Nope. And,
you know, you can just pop in, say hi. And if you start to feel uncomfortable, just kind of mosey on along.
Exactly. So. Yeah. I want to make that clear. There is no schedule of events at any of these meetups. We did not plan any like activities. So it's really just kind of coming to just hang out. We'll maybe do a photo at each one, but it's just hanging out. So wherever your comfort zone is, I'm sure that you will find it something there that you can, that will make you comfortable. So,
and in fact, we didn't even have times for some of these meetups. We were just like, oh, boardwalk pizza party in the afternoon. And then some of the EDCOT people were like, we need a time for that because we need to plan ADRs. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
I didn't really think about that. I was just going to show up and hope somebody else was there at the same time.
Well, I think it's just because it came so fast to just like the auction. I mean, we started planning this so long ago and all of a sudden it's almost here. You think you have all this time and you don't. So it's pretty crazy.
All right.
But Carly put out a post in the family vacation group asking a few questions. Question number one was, how are you planning for this large family vacation trip? Number two was, what one thing are you looking forward to the most? And which meetup or event are you most excited for? So we got a bunch of different answers from people. And we kind of We kind of chose pieces of each answer just to kind of keep things going here. Mm-hmm. So, but feel free to go see that thread and read all the glorious comments that are there. Oh, but it started with the famous Jeff Positano. Okay, so he said seeing some new friends is what he's excited about. Of course, he had to say cinnamon rolls at Animal Kingdom because he says those are the best. I don't really know either way, but whatever. And he's so looking forward to going with Jeremy Murray take that back. Cinnamon rolls at Animal Kingdom with Jeremy Murray after Flight of Passage, which we are excited to go on with Jeremy Murray. For his first time on Flight of Passage. Yes. So that's
but of
kind
course,
of a good
I had point. To throw that cinnamon roll in there because he and Jeremy have this like yes. cinnamon roll argument. Yes. And maybe you guys can like, I don't know, chime in again. I think we did a poll a while ago, but it's been a while.
I think maybe only Jeff and Jeremy cared about that so much.
Right. Yeah, so. Agreed. Amy Hill Van Swall said, well, I've got the meetups penciled in. I know we don't have times yet. Nope.
Now we do.
So, I don't know if we will make all of them. And then she said what she's looking forward to the most is hugging. She said it sounds weird because hot July, ooh. But this pandemic has me really missing giving people hugs, just seeing my people, even if it's for 20 minutes or so.
And absolutely.
I think that's going to be it. It's going to be hot, but I'm all about the hugs.
Bring and if you're not about the hugs, nobody's gonna be offended if you say if you stick out do a fist bump or like elbow tap or something. Nobody's gonna be offended with that either. Because I know that there are
stay away.
There are non-huggers out there, but Amy, I will be hugging you a lot, so that's really amazing. JJP said, obsessing over every detail. It's simultaneously stressful and climactic. Yes, I agree with you. Yeah. Like it takes all of the ranges of emotions. Getting Carlin a birthday button and seeing what magic takes place as a result. So yes, that birthday buttons at Walt Disney World are amazing. And Carlin's birthday is just one day before my birthday. So we're kind of like birthday buddies on this trip. So yeah, so exciting.
I love Jeremy Murray's response to how he's planning. All he said was his wife's name, Krista.
I know, it's the best.
But then hands clapping and a heart. So apparently he really appreciates it. He said what he's looking forward to the most. Oh, dang. It's like choosing my favorite kid. Well, that's easy for me, I guess, since, you know, he only has one. Either my first ride ever on Flight of Passage or the fishing trip or just running up to hug anyone who doesn't dodge me.
There you go. He's already thought this through.
Right, Amy and Jeremy. Hugging the whole time. It'll be great.
That won't get awkward at all. Cassandra Callahan said, we are just going to go with the flow a bit and waiting to see how the plans pan out for meetups to schedule anything else. May take a dining reservation or two. If annual passes are sold by then, it might be another story on scrambling for park reservations. I have not met many in person, yet you guys are some of my closest friends. So finally seeing you guys is something that she's looking forward to.
Aww. All right. Tyler Lee said, his planning. They're leaving the kids at home for this trip because this is his big turn in 40 trip. And he said that's what he's most excited about is meeting so many friends who many I have never met, but I can't think of a better group to turn 40 with.
Absolutely. Jenny Berger said, the planning is a struggle with all the unknowns. So other than some specific ADRs, I think we're just going to wing it to a point. And I think that's something that a lot of us are just going to be kind of doing and meeting new friends in person. I love the fact that Jenny has become such a good part of EDCOT and interacting and things. And I think she's a friend of Amy's. And so that's an example of somebody who doesn't have connections with this large group, but has joined in and now is developing relationships with people separately. It's just such a great group. We're all super, super friendly.
Yeah.
And if there are unfriendly ones, we'll point them out when we get there. So
things at them.
Yeah, exactly. You can avoid them.
All right. Rick Forbes said he can't really focus on planning. His mind is a jumble right now and he gets overwhelmed trying to figure it out. And I think that's something that's very common with people with Disney because there are so many, especially now since you've got to get park reservations and you don't know if you can park hop, but there aren't any fast passes. So you're just like all the the ways that you were used to planning kind of got tossed up in the air and thrown out. And now you're trying to figure it all out again. But he said, aside from all that, he's excited about meeting up with friends I've met before and meeting the friends I haven't yet in person.
Yeah. And I really identify with Rick's feelings there, because up until just a couple of days ago, I have honestly, I mean, I'm in the planning group, but I've been avoiding the Google Docs spreadsheet because it has just, everything's just so overwhelming to me. But now I went in last weekend and I got my pen and paper, because I'm a pen and paper person, and I wrote everything out and I sent a picture of it. No, actually I wrote it out. Then I put it into my notes, sent a picture of it to Carly and Jeff. And that really helped kind of to solidify it, but I needed to just have that sit down moment before it became less overwhelming. So that is, it's a real thing. I really identify with that.
Yes.
Bill Mitchell said, my planning always starts with asking what everyone wants to do, with usually little to no input. I schedule the must-have fast passes for later in my stay for a better chance to getting them. Of course, this is pre-COVID. Then I plan out the day to figure out where we want to eat and our schedule. I pick our ADRs, which are usually easy to get because my group has really boring palates. We arrive and at that point, everyone suddenly has an opinion and all my planning gets thrown out the window.
And that's when Bill should go do his own thing.
Yes, I was going to say, yes. You should just take Rick Forbes and my way of doing this and just don't plan anything. And then you wing it like everybody else is going to do. So we're all on the same page.
Tracy Pizzuto McCoy said, and I think this answer is hilarious based on her previous response in the regular EDCOT. She said, I'm the worst when it comes to planning my own personal trips since I'm always planning for my clients. She's a TA. My own, I'll figure it out. And I think that's hilarious that she does spend I'll use Chris's word again, crap ton of time planning everything for other people. And so by the time it gets to her, she's like, I'll wing it. We'll get it. It'll be fine.
Exactly.
But you know, sometimes that's how you got to roll.
All right. Joe Fickus said, without FastPass Plus to think about, I've just had to make our park reservations to match up with potential meetups. I'll look to make a dining reservation or two for my wife and me, but as we'll be able to park hop, I know we'll find something good. In all honesty, what's preoccupied me the most is our hotel. I have a really great rate for pop, but I love staying in the Crescent Lake area. Walking to two parts is wonderful. So I'm weighing up whether shifting our reservation is worthwhile. I'm also looking forward to meeting everyone and the social aspects of the week. While my wife enjoys Disney, she wouldn't go out of her way to go there or engage with it on her own. Being able to meet other people who think the same way I do and to show her that I'm not the only one will be nice. And he likes big park meetups. There are some challenges to keeping something like this going, but they can be such fun. The prospect of running into another large group from another podcast while we're there and the rumble that would be undoubtedly ensue leads to a friction of excitement. Yeah, wouldn't that be funny? Like it would be if we had the Be Our Guest podcast people and then, Be Our Guest podcast people would absolutely beat us. But it would be, we would fight to the death and it would be a great rumble, West Side Story. So
I was going to say, I think there was some conversation about a flash mob happening. Like there was a lot of commenting on this one.
Yeah, we would lose though. I mean, I have to say, I think that they have a few more numbers.
No,
that
could,
yeah.
No. Okay.
And there's a lot of overlapping with them. So that would be a little bit weird. You'd have to pick your loyalties. Let's just not have that happen. We're just not going to worry about that.
But I feel like Joe brings up something valid that nobody said yet. Like planning just the hotel that we were staying at was such a hard thing for this trip because we wanted to match up to the same resort where other people were staying. But then we have our favorites too. I love being at Boardwalk. It's my absolute favorite. And so it was like, I want to be at Boardwalk, but I also want to be where everybody else is. So yes. We're doing a split stay, which isn't always my favorite thing to do because I like to be able to unpack in the hotel room and settle in all week. But it's fine. It'll be fine.
It'll be good.
Great. Chris Malik.
Who's that?
Our very own. The famous CM. Our situation is a little different in that our location is farther away. We're driving down though, we haven't set up the summer schedule yet. So he's got some different planning issues to contend with. And yet again, His excitement is giving awkward hugs to people. Everyone gets one. So, you know, if you're not a hugger, you might want to hide from Chris Malley.
Yeah. I guess what I said earlier, now we have a little bit of an awkward situation. Right. So,
he's stalking you.
Just be vocal with Chris. He'll back off if you're vocal with him. Jen Bachman said, pretty laid back. I have our reservations and park days planned out, but not much beyond that.
What is she looking forward to the most?
Then she said, oh, and the wet t-shirt cut. Wait, that's this group, right? I don't know what's happening at your hotel. Maybe we want to switch hotels. I don't know.
Maybe. Let's find out.
Maybe I don't. Maybe I don't.
Oh, no, we totally do. We'll just hide in the trees with binoculars and watch it. Chris Young said, hotels and flights are booked, passes are purchased, and park reservations are made. Sounds like he's got it done. Now that our big family trip, Arizona and Mexico, is just barely in the rearview mirror, I'll have time to focus on this. Just in time to make dining reservations. Honestly, I've spent a bunch of time planning this trip, but don't have much to show for it. I think it's funny that he said that because he is one of the ones that was like, hey, ladies, we need some time for these meetups. And then he's looking forward to just meeting everyone. Honestly, I'm really looking forward to all aspects of this trip. But in reality, I'd never in a million years have chosen to go to visit Walt Disney World in July's heat and humidity if it weren't for the chance to meet in person.
And that was probably my favorite thing that happened with this whole thing is when we decided to open it up to other people, just like every day or sometimes every hour, seeing another family who's, guess what, we moved things around or we decided to come anyway. And it was so cool just to kind of see that and to the excitement that built with every family that would that was making their schedules work to join in. So that's the best part about this whole thing.
And I know a lot of people have said, oh, I've never done Disney in July. That sounds really hot. And it will be, but there's so much to do inside and at pools. And you're just going to be so excited to be there anyway. It's magical. So
we go every year in July or August, sometimes in June. And it is unbearably hot. It's so hot, but we go every year because we forget how hot it is. So it's going to be hot, but you're not going to realize it until you're walking out. And then you're going to be like, this was horrible. I never want to do this again, but you probably will. You probably will. Cause you're just going to forget.
Yeah.
But like you said, Disney's great because there's so much inside, like you're getting breaks almost all the time. So unless you're walking through, I don't know. There's areas where I'm like, actually, like there's a background of Epcot right here on the video that we're behind. And I'm thinking about like walking that stretch between World Showcase and Future World. And that's hot.
It is hot.
That's where I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah, that's a little hot.
But see, that's where our meetups are going to be great because we can go and get pizza and sit in the shade or
get some Dole Whips. Yep.
Right. And hit the pool at Poly, maybe your DVC or
sneak in, like jump the fence.
Yes,
you can all get arrested. No,
they wouldn't notice this group of 40 people on the fence,
especially if we're all wearing our matching shirts too. So nobody would
ninja rolling. You know, it'll be great. Oh my gosh, I love like everybody's got a plan, and it may not be the way I plan, but it works for them and we're all going to be down there and you're all going to have fun anyway. And it's Disney. Yep. It's magical. I am so excited.
It's like just a bunch of Venn diagrams. Everybody has their own overlapping parts and and then they have their own thing. It's just, I think that's just the best way to do it. It's just to kind of have those little areas that we can connect. So
it's and even if it's, you know, if it's with the Epcot family, vacation in July, or if it's your own family that, you know, maybe just getting away from the kids for an evening out, leaving them with the grandparents and doing your own thing. Like lots of really good tips in those Facebook posts.
Absolutely.
Like a lot of Disney experts.
Yes. And speaking of kids, like that's actually something else that I don't think anybody has really said. There's a lot of kids coming. And these kids have no real relationship with each other, most of them at least. And it's going to be so fun because there's so many similar ages. And just to see, are we going to have kids who are shy and hanging off on the side, or are we going to have kids who are gathering everybody together to do stuff and play and things? That's going to be so much fun to see those relationships being built right. as well. I guarantee my kids are probably going to be the ones off to the side, like looking shy, but yes. we'll try to get
that's
them.
That's how Riley is. That's how our friend is. They're very, I don't want to say socially awkward. I think I'll say introverted.
Yes.
But it's so funny because, you know, like we've become really good friends, but our kids don't really know each other. Riley has more of a relationship with you and Scott because she sees, you know, you guys on our video screens all the time than she does with any of your kids. I think she's right. Griffin, right?
She has. And they just kind of sat at the ends of the table, just not looking at each other. Like, this is weird.
Right. But it's going to be fun. Like, okay, here we are, you know, we're hanging out. You guys figure it out. Yep. It'll be great.
Exactly. And I have a 17-year-old daughter. I mean, she's looking for some cash. So if any of you parents want to like drop them off at our, I'm sure that she'll babysit. Now watch, we're going to have like, she's going to have like 19 children that she's having to babysit at in a hotel room. And she's going to be cursing me, but you know, she'll have enough money to get her through the first year of college. So
yeah, there you go. I didn't know where you were going with that suggestion. Thought we were all just like bringing Sophie money.
yeah. No, that probably won't be a good idea.
I mean, so. I could pay her to stand in some lines for me. Like, hey, I don't really want to go get my pizza here. You can keep the change.
This actually
could be a very good money-making venture.
Maybe we should just kind of switch what we're doing. And that would be, we could do like the line stand. That's a good idea. Yeah. All right. We're going to scrap this podcast. We're going to make some new plans.
Oh my goodness. Well, this was fun. I'm so glad that, like, you know, you guys had me on again.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for coming on again. And it was great to kind of talk through these things. And I know that I actually personally feel a lot better after talking through these and seeing how many people are kind of on the same wavelength and everything. Yes. But again, if anybody, please, I know I've said it already, but if you're planning on going down there at those times, please reach out. We can get you hooked up in the group, and we'd love for more people to come join our meetups and things. So that would be really, really amazing. But Carly,
hugs
or no hugs. Absolutely. You have to figure out if you're not a hugger, you have to figure out your hand motions that are family friendly.
Maybe this will be our next poll in Epcot. Hug or no hug?
Yes.
We're going to have to do that.
That's a good idea. We're going to have a list. Like,
Amy,
we'll have a paper
and Chris
list.
Will be, and Jeremy will be consulting the list. Oh, what's your name? Oh, okay. Oh, you're a hugger. Here we go.
That would be great. Carly, if anybody had any questions for the Alpha Planner and Auction Extraordinaire, where can they find you? Especially if they had any questions about the auction or anything.
Auction Extraordinaire. I need that on a nameplate. You can find me in Epcot. Or you can message me on Facebook, or I don't know. You can send me a pigeon. I don't know. Actually, my address is on Epcot posts because some people are still sending in donations for the auction. So, you know, if you do want to send me a carrier pigeon, that's always an option.
Or, you know, some money. That would be fun.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. On a carrier pigeon. Even better.
Absolutely. So just thank everybody for listening. And we really had fun going through all the fun plans that are hopefully going to happen this summer in July, and hopefully gave you some good tips for traveling with a large group and how to survive that and still have fun so that you're not like Chris Young, I think, who had the worst trip ever. We don't want worst trips ever. We want very, very fun trips. So thank you again, everybody. And for Carly and for my other co-hosts who just had better things to do today to not join us, thank you so much for listening. And we will see you next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone. Do you hear me, Carly?
I do.
Okay. Did I like freeze up on you?
Yes.
Just so you froze up on me too. Okay. So Michael, you'll have to edit this part out or put it in our outtakes. I'm sure both of our faces were like this. Okay. Because stop it now, Michael. Stop it.
I'm so afraid that all of this is going to become outtakes.